Okay, good morning. She responded for Refuah Shlema to Ben Sion Reuven, Ben Shendel, Ori Baruch Esther, and Yimi Marati Baruch Esther with Chaya Rivka. Now, I just want to go over a couple quick points that to clarify what we mentioned before. Let's say you have a big candle, very common. They sell these candles all over the place. They're called Havdalah candles. They're fancy. And you have multiple wicks going right down the middle. So in the Metzia it says, it'll depend on your candle. Sometimes they are touching and right near each other. And sometimes they are have a little bit of wax in between. And sometimes it depends how far down you go on your candle. So bottom line, is that kosher? So we did mention yesterday how the Mishnah Berurah is not a fan of this situation. But I must point out that the Aruch HaShulchan says, Beferush, it is not a problem. And Kim'at... Every source that I've looked at and looked for besides the Mishnah Berurah says all you need to have is two wicks, and no one mentions this chumrah at the Mishnah Berurah. Seems to be machadesh that they have to be separated.
So the candle makers
apparently are not following the hitter of the Mishnah Berurah. Avuka itself is a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. But anyways, obviously we're paying money and we want to be mekayim the mitzvah min ha-muvchar with an avuka, with a torch. But I do not think it's a problem according to most poskim, if not kimat all. I think that's fair to say. If those wicks would be on some level intertwined and spun together, so then... obviously, many or most or some would agree with the Mishnah Berurah that that's already considered like one thick wick. Okay, the next thing that we mentioned upon, okay, I don't want to get myself in trouble over here, but the Mishnah Berurah also discusses, or I perhaps may have misrepresented the Mishnah Berurah. The question is, do the two flames must be touching, or is it enough just for them to be close together? Especially sometimes we buy those lechatchila havdalah candles, and sometimes the middle, so you can have four of them, for example, and the middle two, there's something wrong, they don't work anymore, and you're left with the two sides, or even two that are next to each other. Sometimes as it goes along, they're not even the flames, certainly the wicks, and also the flames are not even touching. So it does seem pretty clear according to it does seem to be that the... Oh, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah also gets it from the Prima Gadim. Okay, on that last topic. On the multiple wicks. Okay. So, sorry, there's one other source that I found. Okay. Then as far as this topic. So it's interesting to note that you mentioned the Avuka. I could think of at least three places where it comes up. It comes up by here. Havdalah comes up by looking for Bir Chametz, Taf Lamed Gimel, and it comes up in Yoredeya Yud Aleph, there where it talks about Shechita. So there, the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, which is the Darkei Moshe, the Shach, and it seems to be others as well, they compare their Anavuka is an Avuka is an Avuka. So whatever it applies here, it applies there. And in the other places, it's clear that they write, even if the flames are near each other but not touching, that has the din of an avuka. So that would apply here as well. According to most, actually don't discuss it into such great length, but they point. But generally, it's clear from all that they need to be near each other. Preferably, the Magen Avraham says the candle should at least be touching each other. But again, they have to be near each other. Lav davka mamish touching. I think that's fair to say. One other important thing I do want to mention, which I think comes up more often than we think, and again, I don't know if I was clear enough, to go back to Resh Pei Tet for a moment. So we learned, it's already almost 10 simani. Wow. Yeah. We just did it, I think we did it this week, if not last week, Thursday. Anyway, so... an important issue comes up on Kiddush morning. This can happen Kiddush night, but generally this is only a real issue for the morning. A person, for whatever reason, it does happen once in a while, where they cannot find any wine or grape juice, and they want to eat something, they want to drink something. So we learned, it's clear from basically all the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, that if there is no wine and no Chamar Medina, and then again we just mentioned Chamar Medina, it is actually very questionable what it is. Most honest poskim do not recommend using Chamar Medina lechatchila. It is definitely because of what it is, and there is a lot to be discussed. Okay, some even say based on the written poskim or Rambam and whatever, Kimat, the Chazon Ish is famous for it, it doesn't even exist. But anyways, bottom line, we know Klal Yisrael uses it. So the question though is,
I just want to interject,
it's a Beferish Gemara. No, but what is Chamar Medina if we have it nowadays? No, for sure there's a din of Chamar Medina. Nowadays do we have? I'll just accept, because some, when you read the Rambam and others, it seems to be, it has to be a drink that most people drink all week long. And maybe more than even one cup of coffee. And coffee is also very water-based. So again, we're not going to have a shir in Chamar Medina, but it is a question what it is. But anyways, alright, so my main point was, even if there is no Chamar Medina, no wine or grape juice, thank you. So what do? You're stuck. So generally everyone says, what do? You eat. You do not have to fast. The Magen Avraham, the Beis Yosef, and others, other Rishonim, I forget who he quotes, maybe the Agur. But anyways, there are the Agur. Anyways, the point is, it's not to take away your own Shabbos. So Bishat Adchak, even the Mishnah Berurah, in case I misquoted it, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah who follows the Magen Avraham says, even before Chatzot Hayom, very explicit, the Magen Avraham, even before Chatzot Hayom, if you cannot find grape juice or wine or Chamar Medina, then you should just eat. And you do not have to ruin your own egg Shabbos. So just to give a couple quick examples, right off the bat, obviously, if you have a friend, a neighbor, or maybe a stranger, if you have a little courage, you should ask to borrow or to drink a little bit of their wine. Okay. Obviously, if you're makpid on vesone matanas yichya for mishle, which is recommended, you might not be comfortable. Okay. Now, what happens if there's a little kiddush? You're going home. You're having lunch. You have grape juice. In 20 minutes from here, it's no big deal. But you feel like having a cookie in shul while they're making their when they're making a kiddush, and it's no big deal not to eat. So I think everyone would agree, you should not eat. For that, it's not called Bishat Adchak. You can say hello to your friends, and you can go home in 20 minutes. Okay. However, what happens if you have a long wait? You're not going to get to your kiddush, to your grape juice, whether it's in your house or you're a guest, and you're in shul, you finish Nates, or an early minion, or whatever, you finish at 8 o'clock in the morning. And it could be 10, it all depends on the situation. I'm not giving a clear agdara. There is none. You can look, you will not find it. There's no clear agdara on what this is. So anyways, you're waiting 2-3 hours, and you're thirsty, or you're hungry. So I think on this example, everyone I think would agree that at some point you have Bishat Adchak. The purpose of this mitzvah is not to take away your own Shabbos. Let's say you're very thirsty or very hungry. So, and it's going to be a while. Even if it's not such a long wait. Or you're not feeling well. Or Chatzot might pass by the time you get grape juice. So these are all clear cases. I think one would agree. Let's say you go to a major social event, a major kiddush. Or you walked far. Or you're celebrating. And that's another time where you're there and it's going to ruin your day if you came to a big social event, you're planning to be there for an hour, and you can't eat anything, and you're stuck, and you can't find anything. Or if you have to make a very long walk afterwards to get back home to get your kiddush. Or you hang out, dibuk chaverim, you sit down, you sing, you share divrei Torah with your friends every week, and you missed, he said kiddush, there's nothing left, and you're there for the next 45 minutes singing and hanging out with your friends. Okay. So these are all examples. Thank you, sorry. So that's all. Just wanted to get that out there. So bread could be used for kiddush, and even for, and obviously, I would use Coke or coffee for Chamar Medina in that case as well. But, okay. I would. But I'm saying at least in the case where you're stuck. I'm not saying I would use it for Friday night, maybe, but for Havdalah, there it's, because you have it's a whole bracha that's depending on that drink.
But the key point in the morning is you're not obligated to ruin your own Shabbos.
Right, that's what I wanted to stress.
Just because you don't have something to make.
Because so many times I hear, I mean, I know I spend too much time, but so many times you hear people, I couldn't eat anything, I couldn't drink anything, it was I'm so annoyed because I couldn't find grape juice. And meanwhile, they could have eaten without Kiddush or said Kiddush on a shahakal by themselves, especially women more often than men this happens, and they could have just said it on a can of Coke.
Okay.
Sorry. Suma, Yud Gimel. Suma Eino Mevarech. Reish Tzadi Chet. We're still in Havdalah. Reish Tzadi Chet, or back to Havdalah. Yud Gimel. Suma Eino Mevarech. If you are blind, you cannot say a bracha on Berea Merei HaEsh. Because you cannot see it, you cannot benefit from it. Okay. And then there's a Tzarech Iyun, if you could be Motzi, somebody else who's Chayev.
You were talking about the Sonim, that Isha Eino Reach, someone who can't smell, can still the Berech Al of Sonim for the sake of his children. So why would
so here it's a Tzarech Iyun. We'll leave it as a Tzarech Iyun. You're right. Even there, it's a bit of a question. Yeah.
Okay.
There's what to discuss. Yudalit. Hayu Yoshvim Bevet Hamidrash Viviu Lahem. I don't think you want me to spend another 10 minutes on that one. Hayu Yoshvim Bevet Hamidrash Viviu Lahem Ur. Echad Mevarech Lekulam. Now let's say you're in a base medrash. They show up with one Havdalah candle. Do you walk around each one quietly doing Havdalah? Or in St. Mary Eish? Or do you, you know, bang on the bima, make everyone quiet, everyone has to pause, get quiet, wait a minute, and then do it. It causes a little bit of bittul Torah, but that's preferable because it's not a huge amount of bittul Torah, and Berov Am Hadrat Melech is more important. Okay? So one person says it for everybody. Tetvav, right? Right. And then there's just one question is, we mentioned that, and even if you're Yotze, we mentioned this already. Fine. Let's go on. Tedvav. Ner betoch cheko o betoch panas. Perish kli notin ba shalot. When I moved to Eretz Yisrael, I didn't know that a panas was a flashlight. Happens to be in the Mishnah too. But anyway, so you see it comes, it's not a modern day word that the Tzionim invented. All right, so here we are. If you have a fire in your pocket or inside, it means inside something, or some kind of a kli, or a lantern, there you go, or betoch aspeklaria, or it's through a glass cover. So then, ro'et ha-shohevet ve'eino, you said we don't say bracha, right? In this case, so ro'et ha-shohevet ve'eino mishtamish le'ora ve'eino ro'et ha-shohevet ein mevarchin aleha ad she'yeh ro'et ha-shohevet u'mishtamish le'ora. Alright, so just to say what it means is in order to say the bracha b'rei mei ha'esh, you have to clearly say the bracha on a not covered up flame. You have to be looking directly at the, you have to be able to see the flame, look at the flame, and be able to benefit from the light. So if it's covered up and you cannot see it or not benefit, you cannot. So all the poskim say if it's a non-transparent, very opaque kind of cover and you cannot see the flame, certainly you cannot say the bracha, even if you get light. But it's a machloket if it's completely clear and you can actually see the flame through the clear glass. So then that's a machloket. Most say you're allowed to, but some say you're not to, so it's better to avoid it. What about chashmal? Again, we're not going to have all share in chashmal. Even if you hold that electricity, like an incandescent light bulb where there's heat and light, is the din of Eish. Some say for Havdalah it's better not to, because number one, it's covered, and there's a special din that we're supposed to use a revealed fire just like Adam and Rishon had. Chazal made it tekana. So again, it also depends what kind of light bulb, if it's clear or not clear, that you can see the flame or not. And also, some say it's not even similar. An incandescent light bulb is not similar to the fire from Adam Rishon, and Chazal weren't didn't make the bracha on such a light bulb.
But all right. It seems like an astaclaria is a Greek word for a type of mirror. It was like a mirror type of apparatus that magnified.
A mirror apparatus.
Yeah, okay. A mirror apparatus that magnified whatever little light was in there. So you're not really seeing the light; you're seeing the reflection.
So everyone says a mirror is also for sure not okay.
Not. This is a different type. Uh-huh. Like it.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that could be. But the way I think a lot of the Achronim explain it, it sounds like what they're outlining is not allowing is the if it's even a non-clear, opaque glass. Because you can't see the flame anymore. But same idea. Obviously glasses, all the poskim I believe say is not a problem. Right? It's batel to your eyes, to you, it's not a covering of the fire. That's, you're just being able to see. Although some people are a little machmer to peek above their glasses so that they're not looking through the glass. But okay, just a chumra. Reish tzadi tet. Shelo lecho v'lasa tshu malacha kodem shiavdil. We can't work and do malacha. We're talking about malacha deraisa or malacha derabanan. We're talking about malachas of Shabbos. Okay, one's not allowed to... Okay. Aleph. Asur lecho shum davar ofil lishtot yayin o shar mashkin chutz min amayim. Before you do Abdallah, this is the bracha of Abdallah that we're all referring, that we all know about. We're not talking about a tachan and tanu. We're talking about the bracha of Abdallah. You is not allowed to eat or drink anything except for water. Interesting. When it comes to kiddush, you can't even have water once you're chayav. Here, you're allowed to have water. Chazal apparently were not so strict. They felt it was probably too difficult. Okay. Mishetechshach ad sheyavdil. Once it's Seita Kochavim, and some say even from Shkia. Okay, so the general halacha for most, I believe, they say is once Shkia starts, you're not allowed to, unless you're going to have your meal, then b'di'evid, most are makel to start your meal after Shkia. Okay. Anyway, so the Bein Hashmashot is a question. So, Aval, im haya yoshev ochel mibod yom v'chashchalo, but if you started your meal, Shalosh Shittos, before Shkia, and perhaps even during Bein HaShemashos, and then even Seis comes in, gets completely dark, Ein Tzarich Lahafzik, you don't have to stop. Feel like Mishtia, you don't have to stop anything. You can drink, eat, whatever you want. V'ma Yashev Eshote V'chashchalo, and if you're eating and drinking, and then it gets dark, if you are just drinking, not eating, so then Tzarich Lahafzik, once the tzeis, or perhaps Bein HaShemashos kicks in, then you have to stop. And some say this refers even to Safei Chashecha. So, some say that even once Shkia happens, once it's Bein HaShemashos, you have to stop drinking. You can't drink anything. That's okay. I think that's what we most hold, lechatchila. But once you're eating, and here he holds, and then seis comes in, you have to stop. So that is not the accepted halacha. Agav, minag pashut kesvar rishona. And the minag is definitely that once you start your meal, even if it's way after Rabbeinu Tam seis, you're allowed to keep on eating without Abdallah, and you don't stop in the middle. Okay, and one should, the Mishnah Berurah says, one should not even be a machmer and say Abdallah in the middle. First of all, it creates other halachic problems, but the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's like you're megaresh the melech. You're in the middle of Shalosh Shittos, which is you're with the melech of Shabbos, and then you say Abdallah as if to say get out, right in the middle. It's kind of rude. Beis. Hayu shatim v'amru. Boruv and Abdil, and they're in the middle of drinking, and someone says, come, let's say Abdallah. So, the case is not when you're just drinking. If you're just drinking, so everyone says, number one, you have to stop anyway to say Abdallah. And if you're just drinking and so then that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, the case is you're in the middle of your Seuda and someone says, they're eating and drinking, and then someone says, come, let's say Abdallah. So the halacha is, even though someone said that, since they didn't do Abdallah, that's not called a hefsek, and you keep on eating, you don't have to say a new bracha rishona. Okay. And v'yesh mishachalik b'davar, but the halacha doesn't follow that opinion. Okay. Gimel. Kesha mafsik lahavdil. Real simple. Once you start your meal, just keep going. until you finish, and then you worry about Havdalah. Gimel. Kishem mafsik lahavdil, ain't tzarich levarich, ber priya gefin, al kos Havdalah. Yesh omrim shetzarich. Okay. If you're going to say Havdalah in the middle of your meal, so then what do you do? Or in the middle of even just drinking wine. You're just drinking wine with your friends, whatever, and then you want to start saying Havdalah. So what do you do?
So the halacha.
Okay, sorry. So if you're in the middle of the meal, you don't have to stop. And if you're going to say Havdalah in the middle of the meal, if you are going to say it, and you already said Borei Priya Geffen because you were drinking, then you do not say Borei Priya Geffen again. You just jump right into your psukim, ner, besamim, and the bracha of Havdalah, and you just completely skip Borei Priya Geffen. You always say it afterwards. But you don't repeat Shemana Esrei in that case if you missed it. But you would say it Tachon Matan. Okay? If you want to, but there's still no need. Okay.
Not a recommended practice.
V'yesh Omrim. Now, what if you're in the. Right. And you don't even have to say a new Birkas Hamotzi. That's in the case of if you stop in the middle of a meal. Now, let's say you are only drinking. You're not eating. You're drinking from before Shkia until you have to stop. Whether that's Shkia or Tseis, a little unclear. Okay. So now, let's say Tseis comes, or whatever it is. You're saying Havdalah now. We learned you're even allowed to say Havdalah without Ner before Tseis. Whatever the case is. You've been drinking wine, not eating. You've just been drinking wine. You already said Bere Priya Geffen, and now you want to say Havdalah right away. You were already Yotze Bere Priya Geffen. So the halacha is the same. You don't say a new Bere Priya Geffen because you're already Yotze Bere Priya Geffen. And you just start, this is not a, I don't think it's a very common scenario, but if it ever comes up, you do not say, you just jump into Psukim, skip HaGeffen, Besamim, Ner, and Havdalah. Yesh Omrim Shetzarich, some say no, because it's a special kiddush, it's a geffen, it's attached to Havdalah, it's different, but that's not the halacha. Okay. Okay. Now, alright, so, fine, let's go on. Dalet. Keshehaya achel v'chashka. If you were eating and became dark, she'amarnu she'ein tzarich lahapsik. Alright, we learned you don't have to stop. Gomer sudatum v'arich b'kat hamazon al hakos. So what do? You finish eating, then you say Birkas Hamazon. Let's say you say it on a cup, right? And you're going to say Bir Priya Geffen after Birkas Hamazon. V'achar kach mavdil alav, and then you want to say Havdalah on this cup. V'im, and you're allowed to, if you only have, especially if you only have one. V'im yesh lo shnei kosos mevarich Birkas Hamazon al echad u'mavdil al echad, but really, if you have enough wine, if you have a bottle of wine for yourself, so what should you do? You should say a Bere Priya Geffen twice. You should say Bere Priya, instead of doing putting them all, both mitzvahs on one cup of wine, if you have two cups, right? So then when you say Birkas Hamazon on Shalosh Shittos, if you say it on a cup, you say Bere Priya Geffen and you drink. All right? I know Minhag Ashkenaz, I believe by most circles, is they don't, they save it for after Havdalah. But okay, the Shulchan Aruch says you drink, and that is what some Sfardim do. It's a machlokan among Sfardim. Some do, some don't. Okay. But anyways, and you take the second cup, and that you use for Havdalah. Okay. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Good? All right. And this, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is for someone who normally says a cup of wine on benching. Obviously, now's not the time to start. Okay, if you never do. Hey! Ta'a ve'achal kodem shehivdil yachol lehavdil acharkach. If a person made a mistake and he ate before Havdalah, he can still do Havdalah. There's no time limit. I mean, there is a time limit, but it's not too late. You can still do Havdalah. Vav. Shachach v'avdil v'motzei Shabbos. If you made a mistake and you didn't do Havdalah the whole Motzei Shabbos, all Saturday night, mavdil ad sof yom shlishi. So the halacha says, stam is, you have up until the first 3 days of the week until, what is that, Tuesday afternoon, right? You have up until Tuesday afternoon to say Havdalah. V'yesh omrim, she'enu mabdil ela kol yom rishon v'lo yoter. And no, there's another opinion that says you only have one day until Sunday afternoon. And the one exception for this opinion would be if there's a fast day, like Tisha B'Av, Saturday night, Sunday. So even this opinion would say Sunday night is your latest to say Havdalah.
Not like breaking the fast on
the glass. Right. Oh, not whiskey. V'davka b'rei pri ha-gefen v'hamavdil bin kodesh l'chol. Now we're only talking about b'rei pri ha-gefen and hamavdil. Or the psukim don't matter either way. Some say, some don't. But regarding to the brachos, that's what you have Sunday for, or perhaps 3 days for. Aval al haner ubesamim, eino mevarech al motzei Shabbos. We learn only a ner besamim that you only have Saturday night for. Right? You snooze, you lose. V'yesh mi she'omer da'ada kaimelan tamam d'il hanim milichad yivdil b'leil motzei Shabbos. Aval im lo yivdil b'layla kivan she'tam shuv eino mavdil. And there's an opinion that says that, and also if you eat, then you can no longer say it once Saturday night passes. Okay. Now, Haga, v'ikar kisvar rishona. So the Ramah paskins, no matter what, you have 3 days if you miss it. Really, you should try not to. And if you're fasting, listen to somebody else say Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, because that's the proper time to say it. All right. But you do have up to 3 days. Most Sfardim, right, Ben Ishchai, Kaf HaChaim, Ravadia says, because of Savik Brachos HaHakel, the latest you can say Avdala is day one, right, Sunday afternoon, and that's it. Humi shemitaneh shalosha yamim shalosha leilot yishma Avdala me'acherim, and if you're fasting 3 days and you're going to miss it, I don't know how you can fast for 3 straight days, but if you are, good for you, then listen to somebody else. V'im ein la'acherim etzlo, but if there's nobody there, yachol la'avdil b'shamas in ba'od yom ba'lishtos. So if you know you're going to fast 3 days, and you know you're not going to be able to hear from anybody, I don't know where you are, so then on Shabbos afternoon, you say Havdalah with the kos. You just don't do a ner. I'm not sure about besamim, but you don't do ner. And then you're still allowed to drink until Marav, until Shkia at least, until Shkia. Because even though you said Havdalah, and this Mishnah Berurah points out, same thing for all week long. If a person accepts upon a fast himself on for the night time, you can say Havdalah, even if you accept the fast, and you daven for the fast for the night, and you daven Marav early, you're still allowed to eat after Marav until Shkia.